Yeah, what's good?
Not much, Tony. How's your day going? How's your Thursday afternoon?
Dude, I just got off work.
Yeah. Was it busy?
I'm busy. I'm tattooed right now. Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Unbelievable. I mean, how was your Christmas?
Oh, it was legit. It was really good. I mean, you know, I think that from what I thought that we were going into in like October and November, I think that this Christmas was a really big time success, huge success.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think people needed Christmas. People needed a time off. This year has been rough. It's been hectic for everyone around the world, especially in the country here. And the virus keeps getting worse and worse. And I'm sure you, if you've tuned into the news or read the newspapers, there's supposedly other variants and strands of this virus out here now, which are worse than the original one that we're still going through in this country. And it may even affect the vaccine, I'm hearing.
Well, I'll just say until it hits Jersey, I'm just keeping my eyes off of the news, man. If you look at the news, man, you're gonna torture yourself. I've been saying that since March.
Yeah.
But listen, the vaccine is out. Let's be happy about that. It's out there. It's hitting the long-term facilities, the hospitals, the nurses, you know, the frontline workers that have been doing so much this whole year. And they really deserve this. They really, really deserve this. So let's just hope for a better new year, which actually starts tomorrow.
Thank God.
And yeah, do what you got to do. So, man, so let's just do like a little like 2020 reflection here. We're only beyond, we'll only do this for like maybe like 25, 30 minutes.
The
I'm
year
gonna
from
give you
hell, 2020, we'll never forget it. Shouldn't we be thankful that we actually made it, or actually here?
Yeah.
We made it.
Tell me, like, you're in your senior year, right? This is your fall semester of senior year.
Yep.
So when this whole thing started, you were still in your junior year.
Of the spring semester. Yeah.
And when this whole thing started, were you just like, my goodness, like, how am I going to finish school?
Yeah. It was an adjustment in the beginning. I was able to transition pretty easily. There were others who had a difficult time with it, but I'm someone that can adapt to change pretty quickly. Like, I don't like change. I'm the first to say that right now. I hate change, but you have to go along with it and you have to figure out how to adapt, because if you don't, you're going to be screwed.
I agree, but I remember I kept asking you about like how finals were, and because everything went virtual like quick,
Yeah.
and I heard that a lot of students, especially a lot of college students, just weren't really adapting to the new style.
Yeah, no.
Even I heard that professors had a tough time.
They
You were
did.
telling me like you were telling me that, you know, certain professors just were just like giving up.
Pretty much, yeah.
So like
Taking breaks.
absolutely. But so this year started pretty normal. And then obviously I think this was mid-January. What was it? Like
Say
no mid.
February, because I got through like the end of February, because the last week of February was our spring break, which is, it's still in the middle of the winter. It's not really spring. This is when it really started affecting New York City. I think it's been here since January, though. I think the virus has been around, because there were people telling me that they had a really bad, whatever they had, they called it. It felt like the flu, but it wasn't. There were people that told me stories that they thought they had COVID early before anyone even knew.
But like not necessarily like COVID. I'm talking about like the craziness of this year. Started, I believe it was late January
Yep.
when Kobe Bryant died in the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
Like, those are just things. That's an event that really, I think, started off just this horrible year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's basically the tip of the iceberg.
It was the first chapter, the preface, the introduction.
Yeah.
Because that was just something that just came out of the blue. Where were you when you found out?
I was in my house. I was in my house when I found out.
And who told did you? What, did you turn on the find out from the TV?
I found out on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Who's Twitter handle?
I forget. I don't remember the Twitter handle. I remember just everyone reporting. It was like a long feed. But I was one of the first people to actually find out about it in my inner circle. Because I started like sending people to tweet like, this can't be true. This is unbelievable. I remember I told my family members who were in my house at the time. And we just couldn't believe it. And it was a very, very sad day. And,
it's only gotten worse. Man, like, don't forget, like, this was something that people felt for a long stretch. Like, you know, first, like, you know, did the NBA cancel games?
Yeah.
They did cancel, right? They did?
Yeah, they shut down.
Not from COVID. Well, obviously, yes, from COVID, but that wasn't until March 11th. But I'm talking about the Kobe stuff.
Yeah. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Oh, I know that there was like tributes all over the entire league.
My thing is logging down. My computer is shutting down. Hold on.
Why is it shutting down?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on. Let me log out of the Zoom and I'm going to log back in.
All right. Gotcha.
Damn it.
We will continue.
Yeah. What is going on?
We're back in.
So let me tell you what happened. So yeah. I closed out the Zoom thing. It said it was logging down. You know what it was? My system was updating on my laptop.
Really?
Yeah. And for order for me to stop it, I had to freaking like shut my computer down. My computer, like I turned it back on after I shut it down. And then it tried updating again. So I shut it down again. And then when I turned it back on, it worked that time. And I didn't have any Wi-Fi connection. So I had to unplug my router, replug in the router, and now we're back on and we're live, thank God.
Awesome. So I did a little like solo piece. Yeah. I don't know if it's still saved. I don't know. I doubt it because it's all tied to a flash drive.
Yeah, it's all tied to the flash drive.
I think the flash drive stayed on.
Because it's not on my end. I don't know. I'd have to check it.
Yeah,
What was your solo?
I was just talking about, like, we were talking about Kobe, and I was saying, I sort of hinted and saying, like, something occurred during the whole Kobe Bryant tributes that, if you think about it, in this modern time, like this recent time, you would be stunned to think, wow, that actually happened this year. And
is it something that feels so far away right now because it's just everything that has gone on after that?
Well, I'm talking about a certain event that took place from the tribute. I'm talking about the Staples Center memorial thing. Remember when everybody showed up in the Staples Center?
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy. And the pandemic was supposedly going on.
This was before everything shut down.
Yeah.
So, literally, dude, like, that was when Kobe's wife made, like, that really emotional, like, speech. MJ made a speech. Shaq made a speech. Rob Pelinka made a speech. All, like, that. It was one of the most, like, moving ceremonies you'll ever see.
Yep.
And it took place this year in a place that was packed with people.
Who would have thought that? We may not see a place packed with people for the next 2 years.
May not. I think most likely by the fall, I think we'll be back to normal.
I'm hoping. Because they're saying with this new strand that's out there right now, you have to double up your mask and spread 12 feet apart. Forget six, now 12 feet.
12 feet. 12 feet apart. I mean, I don't know at this point, man. I really don't know.
If this happens, if this new strand does take over, which it's already in California and Colorado, it's been confirmed. If it comes here, oh God.
That's trouble.
Yeah, you know we're probably going to be on lockdown again like it was the beginning of this year. I mean, I'm kind of still a part of that lockdown. I really haven't gone out of the house. I've only been out of the house maybe like 9 times.
Considering that you've been inside your house all day, every day for the past, what, 8 months since March?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And you've only gone out of your house 3 times.
9 times. I'd say 9. I had to get my hair cut a couple times. I had to go to St. John's a couple times for a couple things. But other than that, I really haven't been anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Incredible. Incredible. So I remember back in like April, where everybody was saying, oh, well, we're going to aim for a early May reopening of things. And everything's going to be fine by May. No. Stuff started to open up here and there. They did the social distancing stuff during the summer. The summer actually wasn't too bad.
No.
The summer was actually really good. It's just that when the fall came, stuff went back up is when now things were getting bad again. But the vaccine now being out right now, people were talking about this vaccine coming back, I think, in like the spring.
Yeah, I remember that because I said that, watch, that vaccine's going to take time. We're going to be in the house even longer. Now that the vaccine's out, it gives us hope that we may be out by the time they said we actually have a vaccine. I'm hoping this new strand may complicate things, but.
Oh, you're talking about the damn new strain, man. Like, what are you doing?
I believe it, man, because just look at 2020. Can 2021 get worse? I think it could.
Really?
I think it could. This year was hell. If we get the new strain, who knows what 2021 is going to bring? Who knows? It's going to be worse. They're saying this, it kills you faster and it's more contagious. I'm reading all kinds of things on it and what they're saying on the news and everything. I'm really tuned in because if this is worse than the first one, we're going to lose a lot of lives this year and that's not something that we want.
Really, I mean, I'm just hoping that it stays out west.
Yeah, stay out there. Don't come in here. People,
if you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, you get your vaccine done. Let's go.
How do you feel about the people that are just saying, I don't believe in vaccines?
Those people are idiots.
Yeah, they are.
Those people are idiots. They're idiots. They're morons. They have no contributing factor in society.
I believe in natural. I love this. The people that say that I believe in natural things and keeping yourself healthy. What?
I mean,
the healthiest people have died from COVID-19. Are you kidding me?
I agree to keep yourself healthy, exercise, eat right, drink a lot of water. But that's just expected. Don't be telling us, oh, like that's going to fight COVID. Man, that's going to keep you alive no matter what. That's expected of you. As a human being who wants to live a long life, don't be pandering to us about, oh, you got to exercise and take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, take a lot of vitamins, even if there wasn't a pandemic. Exercise, even if there wasn't a pandemic. How about we put the soda down and we pick up a nice bottle of Poland Spring water for once. You know what I mean? How about instead of having the second slice of cake, let's
have some fruit like watermelon and peaches and apples and bananas. Like, let's like be smart with how we treat our bodies.
Instead of having that second slice of cake.
Instead of going to Wendy's or Burger King or McDonald's.
Oh, you know, I like Burger King. I haven't had Burger King in a year now. It hurts.
Burger King is good. So is Wendy's. McDonald's is disgusting. Remember the rubber cheese?
Yeah, I remember.
rubber cheese.
Because we got McDonald's and we brought it in the back of the studio and we opened up whatever we had. And I was like, this cheeseburger is rubber cheese.
But was it at least good?
Yeah, it's not as good as Burger King or Wendy's.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you wish to go back to the days where you went to, like, a friggin' Fat Joe event?
Yeah.
Those were fun times. Although, I didn't go with you, but I heard that that was a really fun thing you went to.
Yeah, I wish I can go back to that, and it's unfortunate. I can't wait till things get back to normal. It's difficult because I really want to get a job in this industry. I just got to keep doing what we're doing with my show and our show. Just continue, because I think that's what everyone's going to have to do. Internships are basically shot to hell. Mm-hmm. Nothing's in person anymore.
How's your road to a career job going?
I'm starting the research now. Getting a jump on it semester early.
Where do you want to, like, where are you looking at?
I'm looking at basically the New York radio stations.
How many are there?
I'm not sure how many there are, but there's about three I'm looking at right now.
Hot 97.
Yeah.
Power 105.
No, I'm not looking at that one.
You're looking at Power?
No, you're looking not. At
Sirius?
Yep.
And what's the third?
WFAN.
WFAN?
Trying to see what they have.
On what websites do you go on, man? Do you go on, like, the Entercom website? Because that's what FAN's parent company is.
Yeah. I've been doing a little research because this is what I want to do for a job, for a living. And
well, the thing is, well, to get a job on radio, man, you got to send in a demo, a tape.
Yeah.
I've sent in a radio tape before. I told you that story.
Oh, yeah. You told me that.
So, like, but you have tons of demos and tapes that you can bring into people.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It'd be so easy for you. But, like, an internship. But, like, what particular position would you want to be an intern in? Like, anything, really? Like,
probably the person that works the boards. Board op.
Pretty much.
Because that's usually how you start out.
Mm-hmm. 100%. You know the guy that does, like, the 2020, sports update? I remember I asked him. Yeah.
Is it Jim Rome?
That's the CBS Sports Minute. I'm talking about, like, the people that do, like, the sports update. Whenever they go to commercial.
I'm not sure.
It's when they, like, name all the scores and they do all, like, the news, like, really quick.
Oh, on ESPN?
No, on FAN.
On FAN.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with those.
Well, those people need to bring in demo tapes. I asked my contact over there and I said, do you need to send in like a tape for that? And he was like, yeah. So
how'd it go, though?
Didn't really get an answer back. I'm always willing. I still have his contact, though. I could always.
Is this the person that I know, too?
No, you don't know the guy.
Oh, it's different. Yeah, because I know Peter Bellotti.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you got his thing?
Yeah, I have his contact.
Is he still at FAN or is he at a different place?
Last time I checked, he was still doing work for CBS Sports Radio.
Well, yeah, he was doing, what was it, Tiki and Tierney? Or
He was doing some show over there.
Yeah, he was doing Moose and something else.
Yeah, Mark Melusis and someone else.
Yeah, because they were on CBS Sports Radio. They weren't on the Fan yet. Moose didn't come to the Fan until Bart and Carlin left town. Just abandoned ship.
How about that friggin', what was it, the audio production class? How boring was that?
That was bad. That wasn't a fun time. I remember you'd be sitting outside the class.
Yeah, just like listening to the guy drone on about like different decibels.
Yeah.
What did that class even like teach you?
Nothing much. Nothing really. Nothing that beneficial. It was just like one of those classes that you just study, do the work, and pass the class. That's how I got that class. That's how I interpreted it to be.
And what was the final project? You remember your final project there?
My final project, I can't even remember. There was one. I do remember that.
Oh, what? What was that?
I can't remember the final project exactly.
In which class?
For audio production.
Oh. It has something to do with, like, you had to, like, do some sort of, like, musical thing.
That's right. And Jordan helped me out with it. I do remember that, yeah, because I had Jordan help me. I forget what it was exactly, because Jordan was the expert in whatever it was, and he just assisted me in that field. You remember that more than me, see? That's how much I've been through at St. John's. I can't remember the final project for that class.
Yeah. So one last thing for the show. Next semester is your last semester of college.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Can you even like believe that like it's over?
No, man. I can't really believe that it's over. WSJ Radio has been a home to me. I love St. John's. It's the best decision I think I ever made going to that school. It's basically gave me a career in broadcasting. I made the most of my opportunities out of that station, met great people, met some slime bags, of course, but with anything, with anything that comes positive, there is negative involved. But I'm thankful for my time at the station. I'm looking forward to this last semester in a positive light and a negative light. The negative for me is because I'm leaving, but the positive is that I'm just going to keep on growing and hopefully that I'm able to get this broadcasting job going. That's what I'm focusing on this semester. Like, I'll do WSJU radio work. They need to paddle their own canoe too. I can't be that one man. I can't be that one guy anymore.
Problem is, you tried to be the one guy and then you figured out that it just wasn't going to work. It was too much. There was too much pushing you back to keep you going. At one point, you wanted to do everything. You told me that you could do everything.
And I was. There was a point where I was.
Oh, my God.
And then this year, the e-board wants to get, you know how the e-board is, and it's just, you know, I'm going to take the time to focus on myself more than the energy that I'm putting in the station, because I've already put so much energy in that station. You know that. You know the WSJU radio nonsense, the WSJU radio games and everything. Yeah. You know that. I mean, everyone goes through it. And if you don't go through it, you can be a witness to it if you aren't hypnotized or put some under some kind of spell like everyone else is. Because it's either – there's two sides of WSJU radio. There's the people that notice the BS and the people that are the BS.
Yeah.
He uses those. The e-board this year is the BS. You weren't a part of the BS. Me and you called out the BS.
There were certain, it's because I just wanted like to just to go there and do my thing. Some people turned it into a hangout and a place to do their
to do their BS. Literally do their BS.
Yeah.
And like, I just wasn't having it. And some of the funniest stories came out of there. Oh my God. Between the freaking formal.
Oh yeah.
Bad. But like, what are you talking about? Mind your business.
Oh man.
He got so mad at you at that. That was,
And he was in the wrong. He wouldn't stop. I don't get into people's business. He was all mine. I was talking to Andrew about something. Here he is invading. And then when I throw a shot back at him, he's the sensitive little, you know what?
And then the other story with him.
Was this from the semester before, two semesters ago when you weren't there when I told you what he did to me?
Oh, what'd he do? I think it was that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It was that. There was a bunch of things with him.
What'd he do?
When he called me, he called me a name. I forget what it was. Oh, he told me to go F myself. Remember?
Oh, because because he like changed the password on the frigging computer.
Yeah. And it screwed up the Spotify account for us to post all of our shows.
Yeah.
And he got pissed at me. I was heated at him because it took so long to set up that account. We wrote a nice bio on the station. We had all these episodes up there, and he screwed it up for the whole station. It's still screwed up. That's something that...
Why would he change the password? Just know the password and type it in.
Exactly.
And then what? Did he actually say the F word at you?
Yeah.
No, that's hilarious. If I was there, I would have been dying.
I told you about that time when you were there. You were like, fight, fight, fight. Because he said something about me. And then I threw a shot back at him. And remember, he stood up. He stood up in the back room and you were like, fight, 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 fight.
Oh, my God.
And I just took one look at you and I took one look at Jackson. And I was like, please sit down. Just sit down. Yeah. You didn't want the smoke.
What was it? During that one story, like he like cursed at you, ran out. No, you freaking threw him out. And then he called you what a freaking... Like he called you something really funny.
Yeah, I forget what. Oh, I can't remember. Oh, egotistical son of a bee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then did he like go back inside?
Yeah.
This egotistical. Like, dude, just type in the password and do your thing.
Exactly. He didn't know the password, and that was the issue.
or the best was Tornatore doing his show. No, doing a broadcasting a game. And the one kid wouldn't leave.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Who was that?
Jiraiya.
There's a guy or a girl?
There's a guy.
And like tell me how that comes. What was he saying?
He was like, you're going to have to pull public safety is going to have to pull me by my hair out of the station for me to not do my show.
And what was Tornatore saying? Like,
Tornatore was dead serious. He was like, you have to obey your e-board members and the people above you, especially if you're a freshman. You have to follow rules. You came in here, you're not listening, and we have to broadcast games, and he's doing all this nonsense.
Oh my! So literally, it was like the guy, the kid was doing a show.
Yeah.
And Tornatore is like, wait. Well, he texts him going, "Yo, you got to get out, and I got to broadcast the game."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What? No."
Yeah.
And what else did he say after that?
He said, "I don't give a f who you are."
Really?
Yeah.
And then like. What was he say? He said something like, oh, I'm going to get more, like, I've got people, like, listening in right now. Like,
yeah.
Like, God. What happened, though? Did he end up leaving or not?
He never came back after that, surprisingly. He just quit.
I don't really. To be honest, though, sports games always supersede shows.
Yep.
Always supersede shows.
But we've had news directors do nothing. And you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We've had social media directors do absolutely nothing. And you know
who I'm talking about. A snake.
Who?
And you know the snake.
The snake?
Yeah.
We've had
Red TV's finest.
Red TV's finest. They didn't even give you the date to send in your freaking ballot.
I know. They're hiding it from me.
We've had like sexual abuse cases, bad people come through, like multiple people. Multiple, yeah. Not just like the big guy. I'm talking about like other people.
Yeah. Multiple. People.
You've had like fights with people, arguments. You gone after Barry.
Yeah.
Barry got after you. And so we've had activity fairs where you would bring your equipment. We would get a bunch of signatures, and half those people would never even show up.
Yeah.
We'd put all that work in and stuff. Those were fun. Those activity fairs were fun. Did you ever do a cipher?
We're bringing that back this year virtually next semester. I don't know how that's going to work, but that was in the books to be in person with me. That's something I wanted to bring back. One of the events, one of the many events, and it's unfortunate with this pandemic, you can't really do too much in person.
You did that event with Dave East.
Yep.
You did a lot of events.
Yep.
Like a ton. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions here going into your last semester.
Yeah, and when you're done with that, you know we got to get into a little bit of jet talk, net talk.
Jet, net, Nick, whatever. Yeah. Well, so, like, what was your favorite event
that you did? My favorite event was the Dave East one. That was my favorite event.
Why was that?
Dave East is my favorite rapper. And the fact that I was able to take part in an event sponsored by WSJU Radio, of course, and conduct that interview with him was just something that I'll never forget, man. It was not everyone gets to talk to the favorite rapper. My least favorite event?
Yeah.
Ooh. I really can't think of a least favorite event. It's probably something that involves Cowboy because I hate his guts.
Now, who's been your favorite guest on your show so far?
Ooh. I'd say Fat Joe.
Fat Joe?
Yeah, I like talking to Fat Joe. That was a good one.
Who was your first ever guest on the original, like, sports and hip-hop?
The original, and you may be in disbelief when I tell you the first guest, Andrew Brown.
Andrew Brown.
Yeah.
Was Andrew.
Yep, because I remember I passed my board test early that year in January. I came right in there, got my show, and I wanted someone that basically helped break the ice for my first show. And Andrew said, yeah, I'll come on and I'll be your guest for this week. We talked sports. We talked about his show and different things. And yeah, he really helped me out a lot at WSJU Radio. He gets a lot of flack because of his time in the GM. He was busy. People don't realize that. He had a lot going on for himself. He was busy. He wasn't like that disgrace that came after him, though. He wasn't like that. That guy should be in jail. But
he should be in jail along with another DJ.
But yeah, what's with all these DJs? You should be in jail.
You should be in jail. But like, so, and who was your first guest that was outside of the college that you got while like doing like your social media recruiting?
My first guest outside of the school and the station and all that was probably, It was Jahan Nostra. He was a rap. He's a rapper from Stamford, Connecticut. I've known him since high school because I met him through social media. And when I was younger, I used to do a lot on social media with music. I promote a lot of 90s hip hop, kind of like I do now, still a little bit. And independent artists who are talented. And he was the first person that I had up there that was an outside guest. And that really helped me out in bringing in more guests and figuring out ways to get more guests into my show. And it's crazy to see where my show has gone since then.
So your first guest, tell me his name again.
Jahan Nostra.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Jahan Nostra.
And he was an independent artist from Stamford, Connecticut.
Yep.
Nearby you, and you knew him growing up.
Yep.
Now, who was the first guest you had that was somebody that was just big? Like, you felt like, wow, I actually got him on. Him or her?
I'd say Mike Geronimo. I did him at the end of 2018 in December. It was December 2018. It was the week of finals. It was actually the last day before we went home for Christmas break that semester. That was the first one. He was a big 90s rapper. He was definitely someone that was an icebreaker to bring in bigger guests, especially 90s hip hop artists.
How big was Mike Geronimo in terms of like Tupac and Biggie and Nas?
He knows all of them. Well, Tupac and Biggie, he knew, but Nas, he knows. He knows a lot of people. He wasn't as huge as them, but he was known in the 90s. He's not as known now, but in the 90s, 100% he was known. He told a Tupac story on my show.
Oh, really? Do you remember the story?
Yeah, it was him and Tupac walking through the tunnel, and he remembers people messing with Tupac because, you know, Tupac was basically an enemy of the East Coast at that time, but Mike Geronimo and his people were cool with Tupac. Mike Geronimo wasn't having it, and he was sticking up for Tupac, and he went at them. He was basically going at them. He's like, you touch him, we're going to have a problem.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's
like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Now, who was the first athlete you had or sports person?
Trying to think. I think it was Kelvin Beachum.
Who was the guy?
Which one?
The one where
It was him. It was Ardarius Stewart. You're right. You know my show better than me.
Ardarius Stewart?
Yeah.
That was the guy that created the nothing's getting done.
Yeah. I was pissed.
So tell me and the listeners, like, what happened, like, at, like.
Well, for those who may not know, when Ardarius Stewart, he was recently released from the Jets at that point, but I still wanted him on the show. I was a fan of his when he was at Alabama. I was a fan of him when he was on the Jets, really wanted him to stay on the team. I had him on my show for an interview. He called in. We talked about his career and what his next goals were and a couple other things. I can't remember because it's been so long ago and I don't have the damn thing on recording. What was the question?
What was his position on the Jets?
Wide receiver.
And what years did he play for them?
He was 2016 and 2017, so it was about 2 years. But he never really got any playing time. He's practice squad. They drafted him. He's one of Mike Maccagnan's picks out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more about that day and, like, what happened afterwards. Like,
I was heated, man.
I was pissed. So how'd you find out that, like, nothing, like, came out of that?
I went to go look under the recording box, under the first booth board that we have in there in Studio A, and it didn't record.
It didn't record.
After I pressed the recording button, it didn't record, and it was recording during the interview. All of a sudden, the equipment just shut down because there had to be something wrong with the wiring or something. That's never happened, and that was the only time it ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, and then what happened after that?
After that, I was pissed. I went to see the chair of communications up at the second floor of St. Augustine. I wasn't having it. I wrote it.
Who was the freaking chairman?
I think her name's Bava.
Oh, Ala Bava.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of hers at all. I think she's a disgrace. Barry, I wrote a letter to him. The station has been in disarray for months. Nothing's getting done. I told him I had a very high profile interview last night, and it wasn't able to record because the station was just in such a mess.
Yeah,
I was.
But what did you tell Bava?
I told Bava how I felt about it. I told her, I was like, what's going on? Like, what is going on here? The station has been in shambles since the beginning of the summer. Why is everything still in disarray? This was late October. This was November. The construction and renovations for the station started in June of that year. June of 2018. It shouldn't take that long, and we're still, and you're cutting in on the semester. See, people don't realize all the things that I've went through. Out of everyone at WSJU Radio, I don't think the people in my class, besides the people in my class, I don't think they really understand the things that we went through. We're going through a pandemic right now. We were shut down from that. We were socially distanced out this semester. We went through renovation. So much lost time for members in my year, in my graduation year of SJU 2021. So much lost time, but I made up for it. Don't worry. I did a lot of work this year and more work to come.
Tell us the story of what led you to ban. I'm just going to give you like one letter. I'm just going to say Z.
Oh, you're going to make me go there with Z?
Yeah.
I think you already know. Barry isn't a fan of his. I told you what happened and what I heard from different members. And I basically had to lay down the law with that. I said, you're banned.
Or was this person like not happy?
No, I'm a little lenient. He knows that he's banned. He's been back a few times. I have nothing personally wrong with him. So technically he really isn't banned. But all the other people that I banned, oh, yeah, you're out. You're not stepping foot into the station. You're done.
Oh, yeah. So you banned the cowboy. And,
yeah, and the cowboy.
Red TV's finest.
Yeah, I banned that jerk. That snake.
Talk about a guy that tried to, like, he tried to beat you twice.
Yeah, and lost.
And you should know the story about how I met Z. Because that was
you told it informal.
Yeah, he's the reason why I got into radio. I'm not even kidding. Like,
I personally have nothing wrong with Z. I'm personally.
He's a great guy. Amazing.
I have nothing wrong with him. My beef goes with you know who, the freaking cowboy. You know, I can't stand that dude. I can't stand that kid.
Oh my! He's another guy that tried to like screw you over.
Yep. See, people think I'm an angry person. I may not like people. I'm not gonna dislike you for no reason. You have to do something to me for me to hate you. And
how about this story? The night that you got Hip Hop Mike to come in. Tell us about that little experience.
No comment. I'm not talking about Hip Hop Mike.
Oh, why? Oh, you're not the. Is he like not on like your fan list right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell another story. Hip Hop Mike, HHM is out of the question.
Yeah, tell me later about
that. Yeah, I'll tell you later about that.
But so many stories. The time that people would try to like ask you to like come on like your show to like to sit in and be like a guest, it's like, no.
Yeah, I remember that. But that just goes to show you how good of a show that I was having, and it was successful. All these people always wanted to come in and sit on my show, and you can't. The only people I really let in sit in on my shows were you. That was it, because I really didn't have a problem with you.
And you also did a show with the fiend, the freaking criminal.
I'm not happy about that. I mean. I knew nothing about it. The news came out now. There's nothing I can do. People they're strangers.
I would just love to like know like
you've told me that like he would like try to like bring guests and the guests just wouldn't show up.
Yep.
Or he would take credit for guests that you would book. And he would maybe like sometimes be late or like you know, I thought that you two were gonna be something. It just didn't happen.
You may have thought that. Other people thought he was going to be something, but he turned out to be something, but it wasn't what they thought he was going to be. This is
exactly
Bundy without the killings. I'll say that.
Man. But all in all.
Or maybe even the Night Stalker.
All in all, great career going on here. One more semester. So let's quickly do Jets, Knicks, Nets. So let's do Jets first. Listen, let's do it quickly. Trevor Lawrence is already officially out of the picture.
Yep, out of the question.
Out of the question.
Oh, wait, you're muffled a little bit.
What happened?
Muffled.
Oh, so there you're, you go. Jaguars are getting him. It's either going to be Sam Darnold, it's going to be here to stay as the franchise quarterback, or they're going to draft another quarterback. I have no idea what's going to happen. Adam Gase is going to get fired.
Thank God.
We really just move on from there. Are they going to finish 2-14 or 3-13?
I think 3-13.
You think that they're going to be New England? To be honest, I don't see why not.
I talked to a lot of Jet fans this week. Every Jet fan I've talked to does not like Sam Darnold. They want to move on from him. Talked to multiple of them, and including a huge Jet fan, a huge one. And they're not having it with Darnold. They're happy, which is surprising, and I've done my homework on this guy. Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah, from BYU.
Yep, he may be the guy for the Jets. He may be the guy for the Jets. I want to see the performance of Justin Fields, though, against Clemson. I want to see how he plays. Even if he loses, it's all about the progression of the quarterback. I want to see how he plays. But right now, it's looking like Zach Wilson may be that guy. Because you look at Sam Darnold. We brought this up when we were texting. This is his third coach.
Mm-hmm.
This is his third coach in his fourth year in the NFL.
So we'll see what happens for the Jets. Week 17 is on Sunday. Can't believe it. The playoffs are right around the corner. But basketball. Let's do some Nets first. They broke a two-game skid by beating the Hawks yesterday. Miracle beating the Hawks. It just shows you how much of a game changer Kyrie Irving is. Even Kevin Durant. Durant had 33 points. Kyrie, I think, had 26. They went off.
Yep.
And they didn't really play much defense, but the Hawks' scoring ability is unreal. Trae Young is going to be a star in this
league. He is.
So they won. I believe the score was 145 to 141. So they took care of business. I didn't like how they lost to Charlotte. It's going to happen. But this is what I mean, man. Like, I just want this team to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. You cannot be a top two seed or a top three seed in the East if you're going to lose the teams that you're supposed to beat. You didn't have to lose to Memphis, even with Ja Morant getting taken out of the game due to a damn ankle sprain. And I know that against Memphis, they rested Durant and Irving due to, what is it called? Rest management?
Yeah, rest something, management.
Something like that, which I understand. But you got to get on a consistent pace here. A consistent pace. So we'll go on with how Brooklyn goes. Stay healthy. They already lost Spencer Dinwiddie. That was horrible.
Towards ACL.
Torn ACL. You know, and that was a nice little trade chip that they could have had for a possible Harden trade. Don't know where Harden goes at this point. I don't even know if Houston will even trade him. So Listen, I get with Brooklyn, it's just a simple case of we'll see what happens. With the Knicks, big game tonight.
Yeah, against the Raptors. I'm really curious to see how they're going to perform this game. They blew out the Bucks. They blew out the Bucks. Played a great game against the Cavs. They had a lot of turnovers, but they were able to have some effective drives, draining big-time shots. Julius Randle putting up a triple-double.
And I'll tell you this, dude. Tom Thibodeau, he ain't playing around. Tom Thibodeau is not here, you know, to accumulate draft capital. He's here to accumulate wins.
Yeah, and that's. And I think Tom Thibodeau is the best thing that happened to the Knicks. I was against it. You remember me. I didn't want him because of when he drives his players into the ground.
Now, it's only three games. We don't know what – actually, no, it's not three games. It's been five games. It's
– four games. Well, Knicks are 2-2. Tonight's the fifth game.
It's been – yeah. But they're playing the 0-3 Raptors. Go out there, put yourself at 3-2, and we'll move on and see where you go from there. The Knicks are probably not going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But if you can get some sort of development from Barrett, Mitchell, Emmanuel Quickly, like Obi Toppin, you're going to take it.
I'll take it 100% because then all you're looking at right now, we're not getting any stars. I've come to that point. And I know what? I kind of like this. You don't want to come to the Knicks? Fine. We'll build our system here. When you do want to come to the Knicks, we don't want you. We're only going to keep in-house. We're just going to draft you and develop you. That's how I'm feeling. All these stars want to act like, oh, I don't want to come to the Knicks. I'm talking Gordon Hayward and all these other people that don't want to come. You don't want to come to the Knicks? Fine. We'll just develop our own superstars. That's all. It may take time, but...
All right, so let's wrap this up here. So this is the final show of 2020.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd say it. So let's do our socials. My Instagram is at TANOOCH96. Once again, Instagram at TANOOCH96.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Real Max, THEREELMAX. Once again, THEREELMAX. Check out all of our previous episodes on my website, maxrcoglan.com, MaxrCoglan.com. You go under shows, you see Tony and Mad Max. Our visuals are also available on my YouTube channel, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. You can check out all of our episodes on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, any podcast platform you can find us on.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, we've made it.
Yeah, 2020.
Tomorrow, everybody. So I'm going to wish everybody, I hope everybody enjoyed their holidays.
Yep.
Have a happy new year, everybody. Stay safe, please. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay socially distant. And if you have that chance to get vaccinated, please get your vaccine, please. So, everybody, sayonara to 2020. We'll see you all in 2021. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. Happy New Year. So long.
So long.